Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For listening. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Catherine Computer is our guest. Catherine with a C, Computer with a K. She's one of our top branding experts in our brain trust, has been now for more than 9 years. Women Who Brand is one book. Breakthrough Branding is another one. You Are a Brand. That's been re-released, hasn't it, Catherine?
That's been re-released in a second edition, and it's expanded, so it includes a lot of information on building your brand for yourself and your business through social media and the internet.
And tell us, give us the website, please.
The website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
And what we're talking about right now are she's got three great stories to tell us. We've heard about one already. Food companies who started out tiny and are growing like crazy because they knew how to brand themselves. They knew how to focus on the things the customers wanted and to promote those things, right?
That's right. Ample Hills is a New York City ice cream company that started out as a little stand in Brooklyn. It's based in Brooklyn. I found out about it because the wife of the founder, it was a couple that founded it, Jackie, is a teacher at my son's school. And the school and the business is growing so much that she's not going to be teaching anymore. She's going to be working full time.
Wow.
So it's called Ample Hills, and the name comes from a poem from Walt Whitman, who lived and grew up in Brooklyn, called Crossing the Brooklyn Ferry. And it's a poem about the connectedness of people across time and space. And in the poem, one of the lines is, I, too, lived in Brooklyn of Ample Hills.
Wow.
So that's how they came up with the name Ample Hills.
What a great name.
They've got a story, and they tell the story on their website.
So yeah. People love stories.
It's kind of a little idea from Brooklyn.
Catherine, people love stories.
People love stories.
It's primal.
They want to have a brand story.
It's primal, Catherine. Stories are primal.
Yes. Primal, and how you created the business. And her story is, as I said, she's one of my son's teachers. And so I said to Jackie, how did you start this business? And she said, well, we have small kids, and we used to make our own ice cream. And we have this big crank ice cream thing, and we started experimenting with different ice cream flavors. And all our friends said, hey, you've got to go into business. So, you know, they started their own business 4 years ago, and with one little cart, and then they expanded it to a retail store in Brooklyn, and then there are two retail stores, and there's one in Manhattan. And then, lo and behold, one day they get a call from Bob Iger, who is the CEO of Disney.
Right.
And he said, I love your ice cream.
I'll be darned.
And we sell it here at Disney.
I'll be
so
darned.
That's a big thing. That's a big breakthrough that they're
no
starting
kidding.
To sell Ample Hills ice cream at Disney World and Disneyland. That's a very important backer. You can get famous celebrities who like your food and your product. And then they were telling...
I'd make sure he had a fresh half gallon every morning.
I certainly would.
Delivered, hand-delivered to him.
Hand-delivered. And then they were telling him that they hired a PR company that specializes in food. And, you know, every year Oprah picks her favorite things.
Right.
And they were mentioned because they took a
Oh, man.
They sort of developed a friendship with the CEO of Disney.
Yeah.
And they said they were trying to get on Oprah's thing. And he goes, well, gee, I know Oprah. I'll ping her. So now they're one of, you know, her favorite.
Oh, my goodness.
Top five favorite things.
What a great story. Now, this is almost surreal for most folks to think about, right?
Can I tell you, the publicity to me is amazing because as a branding person, it's very difficult to break through because there's many people scrambling for PR.
So much noise.
So much noise, but I think, you know, he came to them, and I think, you know, they're real people, real mom and pop kind of thing, and he kind of likes them, you know,
he's
kind of taken them under their wing. And, you know, I talked earlier about you want to have a signature item, you want to have a trademark item. Obviously, in the ice cream category, you know, you can have certain flavors of ice cream. You know, they have peppermint patty, and they have chocolate covered.
Do they have salted caramel?
They have salt. That's one of their favorites.
That's my favorite. That's my new favorite. That's my new favorite ice cream. And yes. I'm like a connoisseur of ice cream. By the way,
yes, Catherine. I think a lot of us are. Yes. And that salted caramel is something that's really hot right now.
Yeah.
And they came up with it like 4 years ago. So again, you know, it's this kind of sense of having a different idea, a different kind of ice cream. She said to me, most every ice cream is made. They buy the base for the ice cream.
Right.
They make everything from scratch. So they
wow.
have a different story to tell also in terms of authenticity.
People love the authenticity, the original part. They love the story. This is the sizzle on the steak, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure their ice cream is good, but
yes.
but it's probably not that much better than another good ice cream out there. But because they put a little sizzle on the steak, so to speak, pardon the mixed food metaphors, you know, it's all part of it. Never underestimate the way a customer will connect to your story and become a faithful customer.
Yeah, and that's a very important thing to understand. And they're very up on where things are going in terms of PR in their category.
Right.
For example, just the other day in New York, there was a story in the New York Post on the cutest people who sell ice cream in New York City, you know. And it's all like 18-year-olds and stuff, but, you know, it was five stores, and one of them was Ample Hill Store in Brooklyn.
Right,
you know,
right.
So, you know, they're on top of all of those things, and they put, and if you look at their website, you know, they have a lot of different
right.
stories in their website. They're founding stories.
Can I order from them? Can I order online?
Here's what she told me, because I had lunch with her.
Quickly.
They're expanding, and yes, that you can
all
order
right.
online, amplehills.com.
Right. Last question, Catherine. Last question. Is it caramel or caramel?
I think it's caramel, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. Stand by, Tintel. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.